A fatal shooting in Pasco Tuesday has some saying police used excessive force against the man they killed, Antonio Zambrano Montes. One of the officers involved was sued for excessive use of force 3 years ago, a case the city of Pasco settled. The latest police shooting has shown a spotlight on Pasco and its Black, white, and Latino residents. Here are some of their voices.
I think people are frustrated, and I think it's more so due to the fact that there has been a lot of violence lately and not just one incident. I think it has a lot to do with all the shootings that have happened a couple of months ago and also just things that have been happening nationally and not just here in our city. My name is Latricia Brooks, and we're in Pasco. Welcome to my town. I just thought it was very dangerous and reckless because of the fact that there could have been children in the stores or somewhere nearby. Bullets just don't go straight. They bounce off of things. You know, they might have been, you know, trying to apprehend somebody who was throwing rocks, but there was also a bunch of onlookers who could have gotten hurt too.
It's upset. We have kids. We want them nice to live in peace, everybody. And we're just... I don't feel comfortable to go to the stores. Not even driving or something. It's so scared. It is.
Every city has violence and whatever, but we just want, since I grew up here and I live in Pasco and my kids go to school in Pasco, and I want them to know that, you know, and look up to police officers and know that they're there to help them, not hurt people. They're there to help. My name is Amy Davis.
My name is Chris Black, and we're here to show the local law enforcement that they still have people in the community who support them, and we're from Pasco.
And we're from Pasco. Welcome to our community. When something like this happens, that's when I think people automatically think, oh, it's just because of a person's nationality or race or anything like that, but it's not. We're all just human beings, and that's it. You know, you're going to get racism everywhere you go. Not about race or color or anything like that. We're a community. We're all together as one.
I've had a lot of experiences with the Pasco police, and I think they try to do their job. My name is Martin Camacho, and welcome to my town. Welcome to Pasco, Washington, everybody. For one, I don't think that was a prejudice thing, that to say that the officers did this out of prejudice or racism. I think that it was more a psychological thing. I think that it was more the heat of the moment, if you would say. You know, when you see something like this that's never been seen before in the history of Pasco, Washington, or Tri-Cities, when you see this here, it makes people say, what's wrong?
This story about this week's police shooting in Pasco, Washington, was produced by correspondent Anna King.